Today, sharing the Dirshu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Gimel Omud Aleph. We have started the third volume of Mishneh Berurah B'ezras Hashem, and we are beginning today Simen Resh Mem Gimel, which deals with the halachos of renting your field or your bathhouse to a non-Jewish person, and then having work done in those fields or in the bathhouse on Shabbos. The Mishneh Berurah has an introduction, which we'll get to, but I'm going to do something a little bit different today. I'm going to basically read the entire Mechaber first, and then we'll go and do all the Mishneh Berurahs. So the Mechaber begins and he says, Sif Aleph, Lo Yaskir Od Demerchot Shelo Le'Anu Yehudi. A person is not allowed to go and rent out his bathhouse to a non-Jewish person. In those days, they didn't have private bathrooms. Everybody didn't have their own facilities to use in their house. They had a common public bathhouse. So this was a business, the Parnassah. People would pay to use the services. So a Jewish person, is not allowed to rent out his bathhouse to a non-Jewish person that will be used on Shabbos, b'mneishenikral shmo, because everybody's going to know that's Yankel's bathhouse, and it's open on Shabbos. De'eino Yehudi ze'osa b'malacha b'Shabbos, and this non-Jewish person who's doing work in the bathhouse on Shabbos, this stam merachatz lav li'arisu. So because the typical situation in renting out a bathhouse, it's not on a sharecropping type of a basis, which we'll explain a lot more in a moment in the Mishneh Berurah, but the Ramah here says, Pirish, Oris, a sharecropper in Oris, who oved lika chelek b'mashi yashbiach lebolav, takes a percentage of the profits from the business venture over here. For example, he takes a third of the field. So he takes a third over here of the merchatz profits for that day. But that's an unusual situation. The stam merchatz lav la risusa of it. That's not the way bathhouses were rented out. And therefore, when people see that the Jewish bathhouse, Yankel's bathhouse, is being operated by Chris, the non-Jewish person, on Shabbos, they're going to say, V'yamrei, shekol ha-revach shi'Yisrael, that Yankel's making all the money over here, and he just hired, he pays a salary to Chris. V'sochar esreini Yehudi, b'kach v'kach liyom. He gives him $10 an hour, that's what he's paying him over here. And therefore, the nimtze sho'eino Yehudi owes him alocha b'shlichuso shel Yisrael. And it turns out, in this situation, that the non-Jewish person is working at the behest, at the shlichus of a Jewish person, which is not permitted. And therefore, the Mechaber tells us this arrangement with a bathhouse is not permitted. However, as opposed to avol sodeh mutter, the same exact arrangement with the field would be permissible because shekein derech lekabel sodeh biarisus, because this is a very typical arrangement that somebody share crops a field. You take care of the field, you'll produce whatever it produces, and you'll keep a third, and I'll keep two-thirds. And that is different than with the bathhouse. The common custom, as we'll see in the Mishneh Berurah, will tell us, this goes by the common custom, was that for fields, people did such an arisus, sharecropping type of an arrangement, but it wasn't common custom to do this for a bathhouse. And therefore, v'yafa pishi yodim shur shi Yisrael, even though everybody knows this is Yankel's field, the people are going to say, omrim ha'ena Yehudi l'kocha bi'arisus, u'liatzmahu oved. Everybody's going to say and know that the non-Jewish person working this field is doing it for his own benefit. He's the sharecropper on this field, and therefore that is a permissible arrangement. Now, the Mechaber concludes and he tells us, Vitanur, the rental out of an oven, has the same category, Dino Kemerchotz. The way the business was in those days, nobody sharecropped an oven. Okay, whatever you bake in it, I get a third of the profit, you get two-thirds of the profit. No, the way a Merchotz was, it was like a rental, and therefore people are going to assume that the Eino Yehudi is working over here for the Jewish person via his behest, at his shlichus, and that's not allowed. Even if it was a rental, it's going to be a Maris Ayin situation, as we'll explain. However, V'rechayim, a millstone, that is dinam kisoda. That apparently was very common, that they would sharecrop that out. The person would run the millstone, he'd get a third of the profits, and the owner would get two-thirds of the profits or any other arrangement like that. And therefore, the Mechaber says, a millstone has the same halacha as a field, and an oven has the same halacha as a bathhouse. That's the Mechaber for today. That's the shir from Rav Yosef Karo Zatzal, the great Mechaber for today. And now we'll go and look at the introduction to the Mishneh Berurah before we get to all the Mishneh Berurahs. So the Mishneh Berurah starts off, it's labeled by Sif Aleph. It doesn't have the Sif Katan over here. And he says, Dash Shlosha Chilukim Yesh. There are three categories over here of rentals or sharecropping that a person can do. Number one, Echad Hu Arisus. The standard way of doing this is through an arisus, a sharecropping arrangement, which is shesocher li'enu Yehudi, you're renting it to a non-Jewish person, shiyasa hamalocha b'sado b'merchotz, and he will do work on the field or in the bathhouse, v'harivachim o'aperos yachloku, and they'll have some sort of a split of the profits. Let's just make it that one-third, the person who is doing the work, this sharecropper in the field or in the bathhouse, will keep one-third of the profit, and the owner will keep two-thirds of the profit. He owns the thing, he's not doing any of the work. So the person is being paid a percentage of the profit. That's called an arisus. The second type of relationship, asheni hu schirus, is a rental. Sheni Yehudi no tel kol harivochim, o haperos. In this situation, the non-Jewish person is renting the field or renting the bathhouse. The nosein li Yisrael, and he gives to the Jewish owner, avur sodeyu umerchotso, for the usage, the rental of the field or of the bathhouse, dover kotzav l'chol hashana. He pays him a set fee. I give you $10,000 on an annual basis for the right to plant the field, to use the bathhouse, and make money off it. And whatever money he makes from the field or the bathhouse belongs totally to this non-Jewish person. He's paying a flat fee for the rights. So the Mishnah Berurah tells us, Hashnei chilukim elu mutarim besod legamrei. Both of these types of arrangements are 100% permissible le'maisa in a field. That is no problem at all. The non-Jewish person is totally working for himself, either as a percentage of the profits or for the total profits. So even if he works on Shabbos, it's not a problem in a field, because, as we'll see, everybody understands that that's the way fields are rented out. B'merachotz, however, for the bathhouse, rak midina, it would be permissible technically min hadin, because the eino Yehudi adaita denavshi of it. Because the non-Jewish person is doing this all for himself, so really there's no difference between a merachatz and a field in the permissibility of it min hadin. However, elo shachachomim asru elu shnei chilukim b'merachatz. But the rabbis prohibit both of these types of relationships midrabanan as a shvus because of mishum maris ha'ayin. They didn't allow either of these two arrangements for the non-Jewish person to take a percentage of the bathhouse profits or to rent the entire bathhouse and to go and keep all of the profits and keep it open on Shabbos because of maris ha'ayin. It looks like the Jewish person has asked them to do this. Why? Because this is still going to be called Yankel's bathhouse. And Yankel's bathhouse, albeit it's being operated solely by Chris for Chris's benefit, is still called Yankel's bathhouse. And people are going to come to suspect that Yankel has asked Chris to do this, and Chris, the non-Jewish person, is doing it at the behest of Yankel. Dishafut number one says that this arrangement by the field is only permissible if you don't tell the guy specifically to go work the field on Shabbos. But if you were to tell the guy specifically to work the field on Shabbos, then it would be also Me'ikar Adin as well. Dishafut number two brings down from the Aruch HaShulchan that the reason why the rabbis were so strict over here with Maris Ayin on something that technically would be permissible is because even though this is an Isser Shvus, but it's a very strong Isser Shvus, it's a very strong rabbinical prohibition, because on Shabbos they gave it extra weight and it's like an Isser of Torah, and therefore the rabbis were gozer over here even on the suspicion what people might think this Maris Ayin concern. This has a ramification if there's a huge Hefsid over here. But Malkum Hefsid Gadol, so then we wouldn't allow this concern of Maris Ayin to go and prevent the non-Jewish person from doing what he min hadin is allowed to do. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sivkot Lamed Hey that this bathhouse situation is not considered a hefsed gadol. It's considered a lack of making a profit, but it's not suffering a loss, and therefore we are gozer over here because of Maris Ayin. Then the Mishnah Berurah continues his introduction. He says, Avol ha-chaluka shlishis tu kablanus, the third category of relationship between the Jewish owner and the non-Jewish person, which is called kablanus, the hainu shiu kol ha-revachim li-Yisrael. Here, all the profits go to the Jewish person. He retains the ownership. He's the owner of this business. Rak shi-Yisrael nosi le'enu Yehudi dover kotz v'l'chol shana avur pulaso, but he pays him a salary, and the non-Jewish worker is getting a salary, but all the profits go to the Jewish person. Zeu vade osu medina. That would be prohibited min hadin b'merchot, by the bathhouse. The Hava Einu Yehudi Shlucho Shi'Yisrael, because in this situation, the non-Jewish person is literally acting at the behest of the Jewish person. V'Yisrael Nenem Mimelach B'Shabbos, and the Jewish person is benefiting from the non-Jewish person doing for him Melach on Shabbos. Because the Imlo Yase Yom Echad, because if the bathhouse were to be closed on Shabbos, Yavsari Yisrael Relach Oso Yom, the Jewish person would lose out the profits from that day. Which, of course, he's mechuyev to do. He's not allowed to keep his bathhouse open. So by asking the non-Jewish person to keep it open for him, and the Jewish person is going to get the profits, so that is absolutely awesome. That is Amir Eliakim. That is Schar Shabbos. Now, okay, and therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Imin agrov anshi amokum liaskirim olitnon biarisos kimavur b'siv beis." If in fact the custom is by bathhouses that people do this arisos type of a relationship, a partnership, or that they rent it out, and the non-Jewish person gets all the profits and just pays a set fee. So then, in fact, this isn't an absolute din that the Mechab is telling us. It was based upon the custom that people didn't use a bathhouse like a field. But in places where the bathhouse did have the same business relationship as a field, so then, then the first two things would be permissible not only by a field, but would also be permissible by a bathhouse. However, also the third way, where the non-Jewish person is doing it the behest of the Jewish person, malacha for the Jewish person on Shabbos, that would still be asur, of course. Then the Mishnah Berurah concludes and he says, V'chol hetu schirus dekan, and all of the permissible ways to rent out over here, haynu shu maskiro derech havlo im yimos achol. This is, of course, that you've rented it out for the entire year. You've rented it out not just for Shabbos. Aval yom Shabbos l'chud, but to rent it out just for Shabbos, even though the guy is making all the profit, but you're making the rental for Shabbos, also afilu besod, that would be absolutely not permissible, not only by a bathhouse, but even by a field, v'gam nisfarsim. Which Dirshu footnote number 4 says over here, Sha'asu lasus kein midin soch schar Shabbos. You wouldn't be allowed to do this because of the prohibition of making money on Shabbos. Dirshu footnote number 4 actually goes through many other scenarios as well. Ayin Shom, we don't have time to go through them. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes his introduction. He says, Zeu ikri adinim shebesimun zebiktzora. This is a quick synopsis of these halachos that we're going to learn in this simon. Now we go to Sivkot and Aleph. He says, Merachot Shalom. The Jewish person owns the bathhouse. Ben shebeno be'atzmo, whether he actually built the bathhouse himself, or oafilu kana v'yashabo, or he just purchased it and now he's been using it, v'nikushmo alav. The bottom line is, it's called by his name. And the issue foot number 5 says, even for a short period of time, v'yashabo ma'at, it's still called by his name, v'asa laskiru mishu marisayin. And these rules that we just brought down apply as well. Sivkot and Bez Leinu Yehudi, he rents it out in some way, sharecrops it out to this non-Jewish person. The kosher can only saw a mummer, and this certainly would be a thing that would be forbidden if he's giving it over to a non-observant Jew, a heretic. And Dishu foot number 6 brings down that to do something like this with a non-observant Jew, who may end up using your item for a isser purpose on Shabbos, would only be permissible to rent it to him if you could be tola, if you could assume that he's doing it in a permissible way. Alternatively, if it would be a real problem in Darkei Shalom, and he says he's not going to do it for a Dover Osir, so then you might be able to rent it to him as well. The reason for this, the Mishnah Berurah continues and explains, the over nami mishum lifnei iver lo sitei michshol, because here there's an additional prohibition that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a fellow Yid. This would apply not only to the bathhouse, this would apply to anything. Dishavut number 7 brings down that sometimes it may not be a problem lifnei iver if there are other bathhouses or other similar tools or things that he could rent from somebody else, then technically it's not an isser of lifnei iver. But if there is no other alternative, then it is a problem of lifnei iver. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Gimel, he says, because people are going to say mistakenly that this person is doing your shlichus. Pirush, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the Medina Shari Laskir Lein Yehudi Lashana L'chodesh. Technically, there's nothing wrong with renting your bathhouse to a non-Jewish person for a year or for a month. Sheitin lo kaf v'kach, and he'll pay a set amount of money per month or per year. Bein Yasik Boein Yehudi, Bein Lo Yasikeno, whether the non-Jewish person is going to do the melacha there or not. The call a revach, Yelein Yehudi, because he's getting all the revach. So whether he wants to keep the store open or not, the bathhouse open or not, that's his doing. So you're allowed to technically do that. Because the issue is Sechar Shabbos Lekka. Because here there's no problem with you making money on Shabbos. Don't muskeris for Lashana. Because you're renting it out for the whole year. And if he chooses to keep it open or closed on Shabbos, that's his business. And the Isser Damir Leini Yehudi Bevadi Lo Shayach Beschiris. And certainly, you're not telling the guy to keep it open. For your all you care, he could keep it closed all year. You're getting your rental. So you're certainly not a problem of Amir Liakim here as well. And it's not a problem with Schar Shabbos, because you're not telling him to keep it open on Shabbos. The Lanav Shei who owes it, he's keeping it open for his own purposes and benefit to make money. Even if he only has a percentage of the profits from this rental, still, he still wants to make one-third of whatever he's going to make. The fact that he keeps it closed, he won't make that one-third. As we will learn at the end of this sif. However, the rabbis, nevertheless, by the bathhouse, forbade this because it looks, it looks like Yankel's bathhouse is open. The Yom Rabbis, and the people are going to say, people are going to mistakenly say that he's a hired worker for the day, and he's working at the behest of the Jewish person. Now this is true v'davka kishemaskiro l'shana l'chodesh. That's true when you're selling it for renting it for a year or for a month. Aval askir l'ni yudi l'yomim. But if it's only for a couple of days, sheyitain lo ho'eno yehudi koyom v'yom sheyasikeno kach v'kach. That every day that the non-Jewish person keeps the bathhouse open and lights the fires there to heat up the water, he's going to pay you X amount of money. And if he doesn't pay you. Even though the non-Jewish person is totally doing this for his own benefit, he wants to work today, he doesn't want to work today. Here would be Aser, the heavy Kischar Shabbos. That looks like it is Schar Shabbos, that you're profiting from Shabbos when the guy keeps the bathhouse open on Shabbos, albeit he's doing it for himself. We'll learn this in Mitzvah Shem in the next Simon. The Dover Aser, named Marisayin, in Aser, Ela B'tochatchum, Shal Yishuv Yisrael. And all of these things which are Aser for Marisayin, they only apply when the Marisayin is within the Tchum of the city that is a Jewish city. But if it's far away, if it's outside that area and Jewish people aren't going to see it, then the din of Marisayin doesn't apply. Mitzvah Shem will learn this in Reish Mem Dalet. Mishnah Berurah Sivka and Dalet says the stam merchots pirush the cause of lahalon the sod the mutul laskiru mitam zeshi yislu be'arisus. A field is allowed to be done in this manner because that's sharecropping. But by a bathhouse, it's not normally sharecropped. People didn't do apparently at the time of the mechaber this type of a thing that they would take a rental on a bathhouse for 1/3 of the profit. And therefore, people won't believe that that's what's happening, even though that's really what's happening, because it wasn't regularly done, and people are going to assume that he's just working at the behest of the Jew, which is aser. If, in fact, you were to instruct a non-Jewish person to do this for you, that would absolutely be aser. As we have learned in many places, and we'll learn, that you're not allowed to tell a non-Jewish person to go do work for you, that is an issur d'rabbanan, and a shvus. It's all based upon the pasuk. The pasuk says, you shan't have any work done for you. You shan't do any work. Even if other people do it for you, you're not allowed to have work done for you on Shabbos that is forbidden for you to do. Even if the non-Jewish person is doing this on his own for the Jewish person, under certain situations, you must protest this. Dear Shu, footnotes number 9 and 10 go into this discussion, the reasonings why, as well as what is included in this in more detail, but we do not have time. Ayin Sham. Sivkot and Vav. Saw the mutu. The mechaber told us that by a field this is permissible. What? Lahaskiru l'ein yudi b'davar katzav, to rent it out to a non-Jewish person for a set fee, an annual fee. The after nikris nami al shemo kamo merachos, even though it's still called Yanko's field, just like it's Yanko's bathhouse, the kol mechuber stomer shem balavi olav, because anything connected to the ground retains the name of the original owner. Ulahaskiru nami lo shliach kokach, and even though it's not so typical to rent out a field in this fashion, they would do sharecropping arrangements, but very few people would rent the field for a set amount of money, and all of the profits go to the non-Jewish person. Nevertheless, by the field, it's mutter, because people won't think that it's just a daily hire that he's doing for him, because people will think, they'll think it's a regular sharecropping arrangement, and that is permissible. Because the adaiti the nafshe of it, because the non-Jewish person is doing this for his own benefit to make 1/3 of the profit, as the Ramo will explain in Mirz Hashem in tomorrow's shir. Sivkot and Zayin. However, the Mechaber told us a tanur has the same dinim as a bathhouse. Lahaskir tanur ulefosbo, to rent out your oven for people to bake in it, dino kimerchot, has the same rules as a merchot, which means the tanur nami ain't derech laskiru litno barisus. They didn't sharecrop out ovens, and therefore, just like by a bathhouse, kimo merchot, it's not allowed. They will, by the oven, v'yach shidu, the skir yom hu etzlo. They'll think that the person is just being paid $100 for the day to run your oven, and they won't think that he's getting a percentage of it, and therefore, because of marasayin, it's usur as well. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says, but a rechayim, a millstone, has the dinim of a field. Why? Mishum de darko lit no barisus kamosada, because apparently millstones in that time were sharecropped out, similar to the way a field is sharecropped out. Ulafikoch lahaskir laskiro nami muta, and therefore to actually rent it out for a set amount and the non-Jewish person would make all the profit is permissible, ulchadil el, as we've already explained. Then he tells us, the Ayin Biran Demashma, the Ran says, the Dimein Derech Anshe Oso Amokim Litein Rechayim Barisos, if in fact the custom was not to do the millstone with Arisos, so then, Dino Kamo Merachos Liyasud, then it would be forbidden, just like a bathhouse. Why? The Be'emes Tali B'cholelu, the bottom line is, for all of these rules over here, it's based upon Minhagim. B'cholelu Advarim Lefi Minhag Medina, it's what was common practice. How was it normally rented out or sharecropped out? Bein lahaka, bein lahakme. And this is true whether it's going to cause a leniency in the halacha or a chumra in the halacha. We'll learn in Mirtz Hashem in tomorrow's shir. That concludes today's shir.